entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Home of such shows, such fantastic shows. Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, I Apologize, and soon to be the proud owner of 100 episodes, the proud producer, the proud gifter of 100 fantastic episodes, the amazing and incredible Truth Time Theater. But you're not listening to them right now. You're listening to a couple of assholes that talk to you poorly. Hi, this is the DJ New Style Show. My name's Ken. With me, as always, your friend and mine, ladies and gentlemen, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
I'm doing awesome.
You're doing awesome. Hold on.
I am doing fan-fucking-tastic.
What's that fucking voice that you're doing? You trying to like?
I'm trying to talk over the music that's still playing.
Just ignore it. There, it's done. Is that better?
That's a
you
lot better.
You fuck face.
God.
See, now you're gonna listen to this, and you're gonna hear that you're complaining about nothing, and you're the jerk.
Well, I'm a jerk.
But wait, why are you so fucking awesome, Steve? You decided to open
jazzed.
The show. You're jazzed.
I'm amped.
Could you get back to answering the why and not just coming up with other fucking terms?
Predator movie. There's going to be another one. Just makes me happy because I love Predator movies, and knowing that they're going to make another one, I don't care if it's a reboot. I don't care if they have different directors or whatever. I like Predator movies. I don't care if you fucking hate on all of them. Go ahead. So I love every single one of them.
We have the original and best. Predator.
No.
1987. We have Predator
Second
2.
Best. The best.
Let's just run them down. And then you right. can tell me what the... I know that you have to be this guy, the only guy in America who enjoys Predator 2, by the way.
I love Predator 2. How can you hate on Danny Glover? 1990s
Predator 2. And then I guess there was, what, Alien versus Predator? Does that qualify?
No, there was
And then there was
Alien versus Predator.
And then there was Predators in 2010.
No, and then there was Aliens versus Predator.
That was 2004.
Then there was Aliens.
Oh, wait, hold on. Aliens?
Predator Requiem.
It was Aliens versus Predator.
No. It was Alien versus Predator after Predator 2.
How many fucking Predator movies?
One, two, three.
How many do we fucking need?
Five. This will be the sixth.
It's not intriguing. It's not
same with Schumer Jeff in the chat room. I love Predator 2. Gary Busey. Maybe at his best ever.
You know what, to be honest? This is a classic personality trait that I have that's terrible. I don't think I've ever fucking seen Predator 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really think I've never I don't
One
think
of
I've
those
seen
guys.
It. I think it was on HBO and I'm like, oh my god, that's the Predator. I don't remember this scene. And then I see, like, a pile of skulls. I'm like, wow, I really don't remember the scene. And then I just see, like, fucking Danny Glover in a suit. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Everybody's sweating in their pits because there's supposed to be heat waves.
Fucking.
But that's when the Predator comes. Predator comes when it's hot.
Well, you know. Don't we all? I don't know, Steve. What's this fucking news that the Predator movie's coming out? Is it a reboot? Is it like an
reboot.
Extension of the already way too long series?
You know what? They called it a reboot, but like each one has been a reboot. Like the worst Predator, I have to say, the worst one was the first Alien versus Predator. the hero was this girl, and it was in Antarctica, and it plot wise, it was kind of cool. I think the screenplay was good, but I think they just didn't deliver it the right way. It was kind of lame.
So that was what one of four movies, I think, that they
had? Was the third one. It was Predator, Predator 2, Alien versus Predator, Alien versus Predator Requiem, and then the last one, which was Predator.
All right, so give me your order here. Best to worst.
Best, I would go Predator 2.
Okay, fine. I'll watch Predator 2. And you know what? The minute I see fucking Danny Glover with his mouth agape, just pretending to look in wonder and in horror at the same time, I'm just going to fucking turn it off. But what is that? What is that? I don't know why. He has that stupid, his lower jaw drops a little bit.
He should just be Batman. And he's basically Christian Bale and Batman in real life.
And he has that one bead of sweat no matter what. No matter if he was frozen to death, he'd have a bead of sweat on his fucking forehead. Okay, so Predator 2 is your number one Predator movie. Okay, great. Fantastic.
Second favorite, it's close between...
Are you fucking kidding me?
All right, fine. I'll pick. I'll go Predators, the newest one.
You're putting Predator 2 and Predators...
Above Predator 1. Above Schwarzenegger.
Wait. Predators was Alien versus Aliens versus Predators?
No.
Predators was the 2010 one. Okay.
Predators was the new one where they pick up a bunch of people from all over the world and just dump them on a planet. It's basically the Predator hunting planet.
So you think that was better than the original Predator?
I think so. I'd say the original would rank number 3 for me. Then AVP Requiem would be number
You're putting
4.
The fucking...
And then last would be Aliens versus Predator.
Oh, wait. Where did you put the original Predator? Fourth? Third?
Third.
Jesus Third. Christ.
You haven't seen the other ones. How are you saying Jesus Christ? You don't know.
The only reason that Predator...
You're that guy.
Predator was good. Predator was... Okay.
Because it was new. We never saw Predator before. So what's the point of ever making a sequel to anything?
No, it was the fact that it seemed like an unwinnable thing. You'd no idea what the fuck it was. You discovered what it was. And that was the appeal to the movie. That's why it was a good movie.
Yeah, but do you know what the appeal of the other movies are? No, you haven't seen any of them.
No, I guess not. I guess not.
See, the second one is really good because that's actually where they first crossed over the aliens and the Predator. Because there's a part near the end of the second one where you actually
see... Yeah, but you got to watch Danny Glover in a fucking a jacket
Danny
with
Glover
patches on the elbows.
Danny Glover was great. Everybody was great acting in that movie. Great acting. Great, great scenes and horror and just... people getting blasted. It was great. See, I like Requiem, which was the second Aliens versus Predator, because it was really, really just out there and weird, and there's pregnant women getting impregnated with pred alien babies, and it was just so bizarre that it was good.
See, I searched for pictures of Predator 2, and all I'm seeing is fucking Danny Glover with pleated Dockers up to his tits.
Yeah, and it's during a heat wave. Everybody, does he got the pit stains going? Everybody's got the pit stains going.
Of course.
It was a little gross to watch, but hey, they got some nudity up in that one. It was nice.
All right, I will watch it. I'm gonna trust you as the person who's seen it, and be just stunned that the original falls that far down on the list.
See, I mean, I think the first one has a lot of good one-liners, but as a movie, I like 2 better.
All right. Okay. I
don't
want to
spoil much of the movies, considering you haven't seen it.
I can't... You can't fucking protect me from anything that's been out or released in 1990. I don't care.
All right.
I was willing to pretend to have seen it. You understand? I kind of thought I did because I remember that scene with the fucking pile of skulls and shit.
That's the end of the movie too. That's
so yeah. There's no
15
spoiling.
Minutes off the
there's
end.
No spoiling anything. So you
and
think,
that was where you saw the alien skull, and then they didn't do the AVP until 20 years later.
Yeah,
25 years later.
Because nerds had to get their fucking heart
out.
They jacked off
with that shit.
What if an alien fought a predator? And then they had the comic book.
That was good. That was a Dark Horse or Image comic, and that was really a really good series that they did.
That came in at the tail end of me being interested in comic books, and I was not really into comics. I was into them because there were like I had friends that did.
So that was when the comics started getting really good, and started getting really good artwork and stuff.
I like Spider-Man. Well, yeah, like Todd McFarlane bullshit.
Oh, McFarlane was good, but it was a little over the top.
Yeah, like office workers have fucking veins popping out of their fucking collared shirts.
The mailman is like fucking Magnus von Magnussen.
Yeah, the fucking editor of the newspaper has claws for some reason. It was an interesting time, I guess. But
so
this is why you're so fucking amped up.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite franchises in sci-fi is Predator, so I don't care.
All right, well, I'm sorry I just took a big shit on it and assumed that, I could fully understand it by seeing one of six movies, whatever the fuck it is. I will reserve my true judgment on it until I watch fucking Predator 2. I will watch it.
You got to watch the other Alien movies, too. Or have you seen any of them?
I haven't seen any of the Aliens.
Oh,
Alien, Aliens.
God.
I haven't seen any of them.
Not Prometheus? None of them?
No. I want to. It's one of those things where it's like...
You could feasibly watch Prometheus and then watch the rest of them, because it is...
When were they released? I know it was a very long time ago.
The first
one
was like 78 or 77.
Right. So, I was
Aliens
only...
like 82.
So,
I saw Aliens in the theater.
I was born in 1980, so that would have had to have been a home video rental. And I had two older sisters. There was no fucking chance that I was going to see Alien.
Yeah.
Zero. And then, like, I probably didn't even know it existed.
You've probably seen a shit ton of Disney movies in your life, haven't you?
No, actually. Not really.
Really?
No. My oldest sister was into Star Wars, so I watched shit.
But. My dad was into Star Wars. He liked Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh. So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter.
He likes
I have to do some catching up.
Yeah, I we were talking about this. I'm surprised it's not on Netflix. I'm really surprised that all those movies aren't on Netflix.
Yeah, I tried to find them to stream them, just like I'm going to do with Predator 2. I don't think that's on Netflix. There's any fucking chance Predator 2 is streamable on Netflix?
Why not? It should be. Like, all of them should
have,
be.
They should have petitions for movies that they add. That would be a very good
feature.
That
would be a cool thing, monthly or weekly, and then, you know, they
except
put
the internet would ruin it because they would just spam cop and a half. Every fucking week.
Angels in the outfield.
The most requested movie on Netflix streaming, but, you know, for
Rookie of the Year.
For new available movies. Wow, we're all going for the same era here. I was going to say Operation Dumbo Drop.
Congo,
Jesus Christ. What was that? Oh, was that the one with
that
the
was
snakes?
Bruce Campbell's, that was Bruce Campbell's worst movie ever.
What was the one with the snake? Anaconda.
The
snakes are dead, it's big!
With Ice Cube and John Voight and Jennifer
Lopez.
You trying to tell me
the snakes are dead, it's big? Motherfucker unfurls a long fucking snake skin.
Yeah, John Voight gets eaten and then regurgitated.
Nice. I never saw that bullshit. Fucking J-Lo.
It's bad.
Of course.
It's bad.
There's never been a good snake movie. Except for
Slither.
Except for where the character is named Snake.
Oh, Snake Plissken, yeah. Escape from L.A. and New York. No, but Slither is a good snake movie. You've probably never seen it or heard of it, but it is really good.
2006? I'm looking on IMDb.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Weird.
Is it snakes, though? They look like fucking aliens.
They're kind of like mutant, fucked up witch doctor snakes.
Looks like Tums. I'm looking at the movie poster. It's the knee of what could only be described as either a very attractive woman or a butterface sticking out of a bathtub, a clawfoot. Bathtub, and then just a pile of fucking severed tongues making their way into the tub.
Yeah.
Slither.
Yeah.
What's the slug line on it? So let's see here. It says,
I haven't seen that in a long time.
A small town is taken over by an alien plague, turning residents into zombies and
forms aliens.
Of mutant monsters. So I'm vindicated here. Or at least my fucking theory is maintained that there has not been a good snake movie.
Could be you haven't seen
Prove
it.
Prove me wrong.
Snakes on a plane, motherfucker.
Hideous.
I didn't see it, so I don't
know. I watched it in the theaters.
Did you really?
I bought into the hype. Oh, was it bad?
Come on. It's Samuel L. Jackson, so I can understand. I mean,
well, from what I understand,
he also did Deep Blue Sea, which is fucking terrible.
We all got to get together. And fucking
we're going to survive. He gets eaten.
We're going to live. And then fucking stupid LL Cool J and his dumb
moment.
Parrot.
Oh, God. I'm the chef, yo. Smacks his lips.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Cook your stupid hash, you fucking loser. Like, they're going to let you keep a fucking parrot in a goddamn submarine. Fuck you. Whatever the fuck they were. Were they in a submarine? I remember just being very irritated.
Like a, it was like an undersea.
My hand is like a shark's fin. Shut the fuck up, LL. My hand is like a shark fin. Let me see.
Man, I can't swim.
What are you doing on a boat? Right? I make the shit out of these potatoes. They need me on this motherfucker.
God, some of those. You know what? I'd actually like to go back.
Oh, shit, son, the shark coming. Let me hide in this turned on oven. Fuck you.
That's right. You hit in the oven, didn't he?
Yeah. And it was on. It's not like the shark didn't turn that shit on. Ugh. What's the fucking song? What was that song? It was like, my hand is like a shark's fin?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Fuck! I need to hear that terrible.
Was it an LL song?
Yes.
It's probably from that soundtrack of that movie.
Deepest, bluest! That's what it was.
It's gotta be from that movie. My hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest, bluest, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest, bluest, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest, bluest, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin.
Oh, god damn it.
My hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Man-made terror, hungry jaws of death.
Gotta cross my depths, I'll pause your breath. Of course he's wearing a fucking a backwards fitted in the water. Fuck you, LL.
Oh, god. I you know what? I do have a soft spot for really terrible sci-fi movies. Like, there was... like, I actually do watch a lot of sci-fi original movies, which this was before Sharknado. And, you know, like, people really started getting into terrible, like over the top, just stupid. You know it's going to be bad, but, you know, they make it anyway.
I don't like those.
See, I do like those.
See, I don't like that. It ruins my favorite thing about bad movies. The fact that, you know, people tried to make something that they thought was going to be a hit. But it's horrendous.
Yeah, they actually made like a Thor movie. Like, it might have been 1 year before the actual Marvel Thor movie came out.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
with Richard Grieco as the bad guy, as Loki.
Oh, my God.
Dude, the acting is so bad. It, like,
who was Richard, Thor? Was Eric Stoltz?
No. Thor? It was some no-name like bodybuilder guy. It was just some jacked up dude. Like, no one could act in the entire movie. Like, not one person. Like,
I got
Grieco.
We got Grieco as Loki, right?
That's
and
it.
My cousin,
let's make the
he's
movie.
Fucking ripped. He's got a goddamn fucking tribal tat on his bicep. And he's got, does he have a hammer? He's got a hammer. Of course he's got a fucking hammer. He'll be here. He'll be here all day. We're going to shoot this fucking thing Tuesday through Friday. We're going to release it fucking Monday. Well, what are we going to film on? Well, I got this fucking handy cam with one tape in it, one of the small VHS tapes.
I got my camera phone. It takes video.
This fucking thing shoots video. This is a camera. It's HD fucking video. What more do you need? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Christ. And I swear to God, Richard Grieco, I've seen him in other stuff. He just completely forgot how to act when he was doing this movie.
Did he ever know how to act?
It's worse than anything you've ever seen him in.
I don't remember what he was in. I thought he was just like one
he
of those.
He was in that one when he had the shoes.
Wasn't
he
one he of those like?
Up walls?
Oh shit! I remember that. Wasn't he just like a teen beat, like
yeah,
Kirk Cameron type in the '80s? That just like
was he in 21 Jump Street?
He was in. Oh, he actually has a cameo in 22 Jump Street, which leads me to believe that it's a sympathy casting.
Yeah,
and he probably was. Yeah, he was a fucking a guy named Maurizio on Who's the Boss. Fucking call it a career, buddy.
Maurizio
really fucking knocked it out of the park.
He was pretty good in Night at the Roxbury.
I didn't see that movie.
He played himself, so I guess he didn't have to act at all.
He was Officer Dennis Booker in 21 Jump. I didn't watch that show either. I didn't fucking watch anything, apparently. Jesus Christ.
Did you watch The Simpsons as a kid? Come on.
Of course.
Well, there you go. Of course. Then you're redeemed in my book.
Well, what are you going to do? Fucking Richard fucking Grieco. What was that fucking movie that he was in?
I'm not looking
with
it up.
The stupid shoes.
It was like a spy or something.
It was 80s, right? It was a...
Maybe early 90s. Late 80s, early 90s.
I can't even think of it. I remember that shit being on fucking HBO. And I saw it a ton of times, and I have no fucking recollection of it. I know I saw it because I remember the stupid shoes turning into suction cups.
If looks could kill?
Oh, that might be it. That might be it, yeah.
That's it, if looks could kill.
Fucking horrendous.
And he's oh, God, I can't even.
Ugh.
And he's doing it. He's in high school in it. Like, he played a high school character until, like, he just played Richard Grieco in Night at the Roxbury.
Jesus Christ. If looks could kill, shoes. Like, I remember thinking that was awesome because I just didn't understand gravity, I guess, when I saw this thing.
It's like I'm a salamander. Trust me.
I fucking climb up shit like you don't even know. Like, you wouldn't even fucking believe. Look at these shoes. There's fucking plungers.
They got suction cups on the bottom. How can I not climb a glass wall?
I can climb a fucking brick wall. It's magic shoes. I don't know why I just turned them into my friend's dad. Hey, well, buddy, your fucking wipers
don't
work.
Isn't he Greek? I think he's Greek anyway. He's not even Italian.
Oh!
Oh, hey!
Oh! Jesus Christ.
Baba Ganoush.
So they made that shitty Thor movie with him in it? I don't see that as a credit.
Yeah, he was Loki, the bad guy.
I don't see that as a credit. Just, almost. Almighty Thor.
Almighty Thor.
TV movie 2011. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That might have been after the first Thor, then.
The Almighty Thor. Oh, holy fuck. A 1.8 rating.
It's so bad, I'm telling you.
A 1.8 fucking rating?
On what, IMDb?
Kevin Nash? Starred in this fucking
thing? Oh, yeah,
thing.
He was Odin. He was Thor's father. He was the god of all gods, and it was fucking Kevin Nash. Jesus, and he gets killed in the first 2 minutes of the movie.
He do a crotch chop? Fucking powerbomb someone through fucking...
I think he did powerbomb. He was doing wrestling moves. Cause he had, like, a fight scene right at the start of the movie and gets killed.
Fucking just the guy...
He was doing, like, you know, body slams and leg drops.
Loki enters the ring. Fucking Odin just lays down. Loki puts one finger on his chest and three count happens.
Yeah, I think he stabbed him from the back and killed him.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What a bunch of shit. Well, Thor doesn't even get top billing in a Thor movie. In the fucking IMDb cast. His name is Cody Deal.
Yeah, he's just like a meathead that never acted before. Yeah. You could tell.
Yeah, he was in fucking Get Him to the Greek and The Hangover and shit.
Really?
He was like the guy who has the cup. that was like Roman soldier at Caesar's palace, uncredited.
Guy with cup.
I don't know. I mean, it may as well be. His credits are strip club patron, uncredited. Roman soldier at Caesar's palace, uncredited.
I love it when someone
Egyptian
has to
guard
uncredited.
Uncredited. Like, if you could just kind of just find somebody that looks like you. If they're not in the credits, just say it's you.
Yeah,
fuck it.
That's me.
Yeah, I was uncredited.
See that blonde guy? That was me.
I was uncredited in Thor. Uncredited.
And you know, all you have to do is like send an email to get credited and shit on IMDb. I know people who have for like short movies that were like home produced.
Well, no, it's not like not that he's uncredited on IMDb.
In the movie.
In the
credits of the movie. That's right.
If you've ever seen the credits of a Marvel movie
or any other
movie, basically.
It's all the way across the screen, and it's actually good the way they do it now because it's huge blocks of text.
It's like texture artists.
Yeah.
Fucking 78 Japanese names.
Yep. And then they have like
this guy, they couldn't have
casts.
Strip club patron just listed there, this motherfucker.
Nope. Especially the cast, too. I mean...
Well, he's not real. I mean, he's not really a cast. He's more like a prop at that point.
An extra.
If you don't have a name and you're just fucking guy with cup.
I think if you have a speaking line, you should get your name in.
I don't think he had one.
Someone had to listen to this shit you say.
Oh, What a fucking piece of shit. When did the actual real Thor movie?
I don't know. I think it was before that. It might have been 2010, the first Thor.
2011.
So same year. So they they probably were just trying to ride the hype.
Yeah.
Because I saw it. I was like bored one night, and I'm going through movies, and I checked, you know, sci-fi original movies to see.
Shit.
And it was so bad. Like, the first 5 minutes were so bad, and Kevin Nash was in it. I'm like, Richard Grieco and Kevin Nash, this has to be at least humorous to some degree. I kept watching, and I'm like, this is a train wreck, and I have to keep on watching all the way to the end.
The almighty Thor.
And then you get invested. I mean, the movie's an hour and a half long. You've watched 45 minutes. Were you not going to watch the next 45 minutes?
Dude, the almighty Thor, like the movie poster, I guess you can call it that, has Patricia Velasquez, Kevin Nash, and Richard Grieco. The fucking title character isn't even listed. Who the fuck is Patricia Velasquez anyway? She's no I'll tell you this. She's no fucking Kevin Nash.
She was in the Jackie Chan movie. What was the one with Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan?
Oh, it's where the black guy doesn't understand the Chinese guy, and it's hilarious.
His name is Lee, goddammit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Don Cheadle.
Hey, remember when he liked the Beach Boys and fucking Chris Tucker couldn't understand why? That was great.
Dude, the best part of those movies were actually the outtakes of fucking Jackie Chan not being able to say his lines.
That's
amazing. We got Madison Square Garden. Square Garden? It's just like, it was so bad.
Jackie Chan.
Oh, come on. Props to Jackie Chan.
Rumble in the Bronx. I saw that. It was good.
I saw that in the theater. I remember that giant hovercrafts.
Yeah, it was all right.
He broke his ankle doing that.
Doesn't he always? He like prided himself on doing his own stunts and shit, right?
That's why you stay for the credits. You always stay for the credits at a Jackie Chan movie because he always wants to keep the blooper reels in and always keeps in the things where he gets really hurt badly.
How old do you think he is at this point?
He's got to be in his 50s. I'd say 53.
Frank is fucking 53 at this point.
Yeah.
He's old. He's way older than that. He's got to be, I'm thinking 60-something. Let's see.
Really? Let's see. Take a gentleman's bet on this one. $1.
I wouldn't give you a fucking dime.
Yeah, I know. That's why I agreed to it. I'm saying 53. You say what, 60?
Yeah.
All right. Let's cut the difference.
He turned 60 in April.
Wow. Spot on.
Where's my fucking dollar?
No, you're not going to pay me, so I'm not paying you a fucking cent.
You know why? Because I knew I was right. That's why I said that. So you'll just get me back next time we hang out.
Yeah, sure.
It's all right. Oh, my God, Steve. It's been an interesting week for
me. It has.
All last week, I was on business in the great state of Texas, home of our friends Clayton and fucking... Who else?
Urka Durka.
Well, yeah, obviously Urka. I was trying to think of something else. Like, what do we know any other people in Texas? I think he's the.
I don't know anyone else in Texas.
Clayton and his family are the only people that really know in Texas.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, oh, I'm gonna be, you know, sent out to Texas for business, so it's probably not gonna be too bad. Maybe I'll fucking arrange something. And of course, I never did, but it's a good thing I didn't because I worked a fucking 70-hour week. A fucking 70-hour week.
Were you there for a week?
Yes.
All right.
I was in a conference room in a fucking chair that looked at like Dr. Claw's chair for fucking Inspector Gadget.
Nice.
You know, like those like upholstered fucking...
I'll get you next time, Gadget.
Yeah, fully engulfing chair that's like way too cushiony and awful. Just turned my spine into the fucking mashed potatoes. 15 hours a day. And not only that, I got the good deal because I got to leave early. Fuck it, I left on time. That's what early means. I left on time. The rest of the people that were there stayed until fucking Sunday.
And you left when, Friday?
Yeah.
Jeez.
fucking nightmare. And of course,
were there like complications of what you were trying to do down there? Like that's why they had to stay, or is it just like
we deal with some different third party things and some of the third party providers? Let's just say,
so the stuff you had no control over
didn't have their shit together. Yeah, and the people that we were there with, they were great, and they were really well prepared, and they were on top of their shit, and they were working like as hard or if not harder than we were. So it was nice to see. Like, it was nice see that we didn't just go there. And
so you really couldn't get that mad about it.
Yeah, because we went there, and it wasn't like they're like, well, it's 5, I got to go fucking do what I do, so we'll leave the fucking door open for you. No, they were there. They fucking stayed later than us, and it was an interesting experience. It was my first time being on site at a client at my current job.
Really?
Yeah, I did it once with my last job.
Job, yeah.
In Cleveland, that thing we did at the last fucking job, I was a debacle.
Really?
Yeah, my last company's trip over to Cleveland was just a fucking complete and total debacle.
Now, were you by yourself, or was it you and a bunch of people from your company, like your Texas trip?
There was a whole team there, and everybody had a specialization. It was very well planned. Very well organized, in contrast to my trip to Cleveland with my last company, where it's like just 2 guys and they program. And there's no fucking, there's no plan. The software isn't finished.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like my boss had this grand idea that he was just going to get into like the software business. And he convinced the owner of the company that it was going to happen. The owner of the company had no idea how a software business works.
Oh,
and so I was just told, like, hey, program this thing. I'm like, okay, is that how you want it? Yeah, but do this now. I'm like, okay, how's this? Yeah, but you got to do this. So there's no spec. There was no...
Right, there's no plan.
Nothing. I was showed to him, and he'd be like, yeah, but what if you think about it this way? And I'm like, okay, so when are we going to get on to doing anything else? Because we're on a fucking contacts form for like a week.
Oh.
We're entering contacts, the least important thing, for a fucking week. It was a very, very good lesson on what the fuck not to do. But this trip to Texas was great, except for the fact that I think the only time I left the office was to sleep a couple hours a night and fucking eat the continental breakfast downstairs. We ate lunch there. We ate dinner there. Well, actually, one night we did go out and ordered some fucking food. It was like a restaurant that was right next to the place anyway. So it was almost like we weren't really leaving the fucking area. It was right next to the fucking place. And I ordered a prickly pear margarita on the rocks.
That sounds...
Prickly pear.
I don't know how that sounds.
Yeah, well, it ended up coming back as like, it basically looked like a sweet 16 party in a fucking glass. It was it was bright fucking neon pink, encrusted in just pink fucking sugar. And
nice.
The ice cubes, I'm convinced, were made out of just fucking frozen sugar.
Dildos.
They were dick shaped. the straw had a fucking cock head on it. No, it was an awful, awful drink. But that was the one diversion we had from like being in that conference room the whole week. Very interesting.
That sucks.
I wish I had more to take away from Texas.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why
I
wish I said that sucks.
Had a little downtime to
go get some barbecue or something.
To do that or like to arrange a meetup with Clayton or something like that. But like where we were, Texas is such a fucked up state. In that it's big.
It's also huge, yeah.
It's so big that I'm like, yeah, I'm going to Texas. I'm going to meet up with Clayton. And I would say, okay, just drive up here. Meet me over here. And it would be like the equivalent of driving from Georgia to fucking Boston.
Yeah.
Like, no, maybe not that big, obviously, but it's like a 9-hour drive.
It's like going from New Jersey to Maine.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a 9-hour fucking drive from Dallas to San Antonio. Right? So,
God.
I mean, Christ.
It's big.
Too big. Too fucking big. And I'm sick of these, like, they're these fucking, I can't even think of what the fuck the thing is called now. But like, there's no U-turns. There's no fucking jug handles. No, nothing like that. It's a frontage road. You get off the highway onto a frontage road, and you drive in this single lane shit, making a left turn in a single lane, just totally feeling like you're driving in oncoming traffic. Like every time I had to turn around on the highway, I honestly thought, I'm doing something illegal here. I'm getting away with something.
It's like driving in South Jersey.
Yeah, except there's no Pennsylvania assholes.
Well, true.
In South Jersey, they have a problem, a widespread problem, known as the Pennsylvania asshole.
Yeah.
Which basically
it's called being close to Philly.
It can be identified by looking at the car that's driving near you and seeing if they have a Pennsylvania license plate.
Yeah.
The minute they do something that you didn't want them to do, that person has been clearly pointed out to be a Pennsylvania asshole.
Yeah, and you know what? People always give shit to New Jersey drivers and New York drivers. No, you know what? Every time I see someone do something completely asinine on the fucking road, and I check, because you always, you check to see, come on, you're like a cop.
Keystone State.
No, you're like a cop, though. You definitely racial profile, you fucking sex profile, you see if they're young or old, and then you check the license plate.
Yep.
And the worst people, doesn't matter if you're fucking purple. The worst people driving in New Jersey are from Pennsylvania.
Of course.
All they know how to do is go east and west and north and south.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. Let's drive with other people from a state where it's okay to just tint every surface of glass 100% on your fucking car. It's totally legal. I bet you it's legal to tint your fucking windshield. Fuck Pennsylvania and fuck their drivers. There are only two Pennsylvania drivers that I know of that I would trust, and that is Jimmy Spickle and P-Roll.
Shout out.
Absolutely. Those two are not Pennsylvania assholes. Everybody else in the fucking state, Pennsylvania assholes. Don't like it. And then they have the gall to curse out a New Jersey driver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you and your stupid inability to say movie.
Hey.
Fuck you.
What the hell do they say, movie?
Movie.
Movie.
Want to go see a movie?
Do they say Warsh, too?
Warsh. No, I think just Jimmy says Warsh. when our friend Jimmy moved here from the great state of Illinois, the land of Lincoln.
I totally forgot about that.
Moved here in the fourth grade. He would get up to, and ask the teacher if he could go to the washroom. And boy, did that not help his popularity.
No, that's instant bullying. That's bullying on a stick.
Like he was being polite.
Yeah, can I go to the washroom?
Fuck, man. Fourth through like seventh grade are the peak don't do anything different years.
Yep.
Jimmy just did everything different. Like we had the mayonnaise and shit that nobody used. Like in the lunchroom, he just fucking dipped his fries and shit in it. He was the only person I remember that ever used the fucking mayonnaise.
Yeah, but you got to admit, mayonnaise and fries goes together well.
No, I don't admit that. I think it's fucking disgusting.
Holy shit! No, what? No, you don't know.
I don't like mayonnaise.
Well,
you may as well tell me to dip it in diarrhea.
Dip it in diarrhea, then. No, mayonnaise. Here's the thing: mayonnaise and a little bit of Jack's, Frank's, Jack's? Frank's,
like the 1920s toy.
Yeah, just throw some Jacks and a rubber ball in there. It's delicious.
A lead claw and a rubber ball.
Jacks.
What stupid game.
I was thinking of Jack's Link's beef jerky. No, it's Frank's hot sauce. And it's like spicy mayo, like you get with sushi.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I guess it's an acquired taste. Mayonnaise, you might have a little African-American in you if you don't like mayo.
Is that a thing? Black people don't like mayo?
Yeah, black people hate mayo.
That's bullshit.
Oh, most of the black people I've known in my life just despise mayonnaise.
Well, I know what I'm going to do, Steve. I'm going to ask Yahoo.
Black people hate mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
It's just like black people say white people smell like wet dogs.
It's true. Holy shit, there actually
I swear to Christ,
I'm not even fucking around. There is a Yahoo Answers question. Do black people hate mayonnaise? Like, who the fuck would actually ask somebody this?
Just like the black people that say white people smell like wet dogs.
And of course, the goody two-shoes who answers it writes, perhaps some of them do, but not in general. No shit, you fuck! But not in general. Yeah, no, they have a predisposition to hate mayonnaise. I'm white and I don't like mayo. I prefer mayonnaise over the Miracle Whip crap. I'm black and I don't like it.
Speaking of New Jersey.
Yes.
I got to give New Jersey a shout out today.
Okay, so go ahead and do it.
We hit the big tree fitty. 350 years of New Jersey's existence.
Oh, is that what it is? Wow. I can't care.
Yeah.
Do you have New Jersey pride?
I have New Jersey pride, but not the way most people who have New Jersey pride do. I'm proud of my state. I'm proud of, you know, like the things that people think the exact opposite of our state do. I think there's a lot of smart people in our state. I think we're a very intelligent state. I think we
no,
learn
we're not.
How to...
No, we're not. We have a.
I think we are.
We have a coast littered with shops that sell. Show me your tits, Grandma. T-shirts.
That's the majority of the people that I hate that have New Jersey pride.
But that's not a smart state. A smart state wouldn't have a fucking a store that sells fucking shocking and stupid phrases on ass shorts and fucking guinea tees.
They're smart.
It's
because
called
they know.
Gravy. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck.
Oh my god, that makes me fucking irate.
Some guy with a fucking bird's nest for a fucking haircut.
No, it's called marinara or pomodoro.
Marinade. I fucking love when they try.
It's marinara.
Like, instead of saying marinara, they have to put that fucking spin on it to let you know they're Italian. Like,
no,
for example,
to let you know they're Sicilian.
So just in case the fucking flag that's been affixed to their car or their tattoo of Italia or fucking Dolce Vita on their fucking forearm or the, I don't know, the picture of fucking Pavarotti they have on, I don't know.
Pavarotti.
On their fucking phone. Oh, it's fucking beautiful.
You never listen to Pavarotti. What are you, a fucking...
Listen to the pipes on this fat fuck.
Now, speaking of Italy...
Marinade!
Someone took a nice big bite out of Italy today. Did you hear about that?
No.
This is some World Cup news, if you haven't been keeping up. Go ahead.
Did Italy play a game?
Italy had a game today.
I fucking hate that.
Against Uruguay.
Oh, yeah, the old country. They played Uruguay.
Uruguay,
the
yeah.
old country. How'd they do?
You are gay.
Oh!
Homer Simpson. During the game today, this dude from Uruguay, Luis Suarez, of course, anybody named Suarez must be a stand-up guy, but apparently
Wait, what
this
you,
guy
What
has,
are you implying here?
I'm implying this guy...
You're implying that any fucking person named Suarez is a fucking seedy person.
No, I'm saying just be on guard.
If you happen to realize that someone's last name is Suarez, keep your hands in your pockets.
Yeah.
Why do you have this aversion to the last name Suarez? What's the story? Did you get in a fight with a Spanish kid?
No, this guy has gotten to me early because I saw the second incident. For the third time in 3 years, right, this guy has bitten somebody during a soccer game.
Shit.
And he has now surpassed Mike Tyson in pro sports biting incidents. He is number one. He's also known as the cannibal at this point. So today he got a red card and got ejected from the game. And the dude that he bit on Italy, he fucking elbowed the shit out of his jaw after he got bit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He took a bite, and the guy, like, is pulling his shirt down, like, yelling at the ref. He's like, look at my shoulders. And you could see. Like, it was like a shitty, like, still from the video. You could see a clear bite mark on his shoulder. I mean, in the video, you see him. It's away from the ball. The guy doesn't even have the ball. The guy comes over to him. He's behind him and just puts his head down on his shoulder and just takes a fucking fierce bite out of his shoulder.
Jesus. I don't know, man. Fuck him.
Crazy.
I mean,
I like
now,
this. I like
of course,
this
I'm seeing a lot of funny photoshops. Him with, like, a fucking dog collar.
The vampire fangs.
Vampire fangs. The goddamn Hannibal Lecter mask. I don't know. It's fucking stupid.
You can't get into
it, move.
Can you? You can't get into soccer, can you? You're one of those.
No, I can. I just. I don't have the drive to watch it. But if I'm ever like in a situation where like I'm out drinking and a soccer game's on, I'll watch it. I'll enjoy it.
All right, good.
I've attended a couple soccer games in my.
Me too. I went to a couple MLS games back when we used to have the Metro Stars. That was that long.
Yeah, I went to a Red Bulls game.
That was after. And then
yes.
That was New Jersey, New York.
Yeah, I didn't get to see Tony Maiola make a fucking.
I did. That was when he was on the Metro Stars.
Yeah.
As a goalie.
Well, they tried him out as a kicker on the Jets.
Right? Yeah.
Right after that fucking. America fell in love with soccer for a week in 1994.
Yep.
And then it fucking faded off real fast.
Well, I think there's a big contingent of American soccer fans.
I think soccer fans like the fact that they like soccer and not everybody else does.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. I think hockey's the same way because hockey is a very niche sport.
Yeah.
Think about it. It's like Scandinavia, Canada, United States. Is there really anywhere? Russia. Okay.
Russia.
Mother Russia. And then you have.
Perfect goal.
Then you have like Northern Europe. Like it doesn't even come south enough to have a Spanish hockey team, you know?
I would like to see an all Spanish hockey team.
I'd like to see an all South African hockey team.
One day before I die, I'd love to see a Spanish hockey team.
It'd be good.
I think it would be.
They need to have ice first in order to.
What about in the mountains of Chile?
Chile, in the Andes of South America.
Goddamn right. Don't mix up Argentina and Chile.
Andes goes through all of it. Yeah,
don't point to a guy who's from Chile and say he's Argentinian.
Well, don't call a Kiwi an Aussie. They'll fucking.
I'll do whatever I want.
Throat.
Don't make suggestions for my behavior. Okay, I live my own life.
Really? I thought you lived someone else's.
Well, fuck with me, Steve.
Yeah. No, but I'm like in the World Cup, but I'm noticing on Facebook, everyone's like, oh, fuck soccer. Stop posting about soccer. Like, dude.
That's the thing now. Anytime somebody posts, like, large groups of people post about something, there's always the guy who's like, enough with the Super Bowl. Enough with the fucking World Cup.
Yeah.
Enough about the election. Like, people are going to talk about these things. However, if you're a guy on Twitter who's live tweeting Hawaii 5-0, you can go fuck yourself. Nobody else is. And you know, if this person is listening, you know exactly who the fuck you are. And you need to stop that because it's fucking weird. Nobody live tweets that fucking show. Nobody even watches that fucking show.
Y5-0.
I'm dead fucking serious.
That's very, very niche.
There is a guy on Twitter who fucking live tweets goddamn Hawaii 5-0. I think it's Matty Fridays.
Somebody's got to do it.
What a fucking...
He's got to be paid.
Look,
he's
be been
paid.
Nice, right? But holy shit, every time I see
holy shit, Dano just fucking booked him.
Oh, God, it's fucking irritating. I don't even know his fucking. I think I might have unfollowed him actually.
Yeah, but here's the thing. My problem is with people like that do that kind of thing. Like something becomes popular, then everyone's like, "Oh, stop about it. Stop with it." Like someone on my Facebook page who posts constantly about tattoos. I'm like, "All right, you like tattoos. You have tattoos. You know what? I like a lot of your pictures because I like nice artwork, and if it's a tattoo, cool." And then they post about, they say, oh, will you stop with all the posts about the World Cup? I was about to reply, will you stop with all the posts about tattoos? Like, it's the same fucking thing. If you're interested in something, you say, this is interesting. I post about baseball. I was nice enough to make my own little forum for people that I'm friends with that I know like baseball. And I post baseball shit in there. Every once in a while, yeah, I'll still post to my page.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go on there and say, remove me from this fucking group. I could give a shit less if that was a sweet double play.
You can remove yourself from the group.
I don't know how the fuck I got into it.
I put you in there instantly.
How did I? I could just put people in groups?
I can. Because I run it.
Well, I didn't join it.
I know, but you can, if you start a group, you can make it open and just put anybody you want in there.
Oh, my God. I'm going to just have a group called The People Added to This Group Are Assholes and just write, hey,
exactly.
how about
exactly.
Jimmy Rhodes? What an asshole. Every day, just comment about somebody on this fucking
one of the
group.
Greatest things in Facebook. But that's the
fucking
thing.
Fucking hideous. I saw, like, oh, I have a notification. Let me check it out. Sweet fucking, oh, it was almost a no-hitter. I'm like, what the fuck? how does that involve me? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm in this fucking group. I'm like, well, I may as well leave it. I actually just left it.
Well, there
it
you
on
go.
There.
Then don't complain.
Because I thought I joined it. I didn't think I could just be pulled into your fucking
baseball discussion. Yeah.
What a bunch of fucking shit.
Honestly, if you ask me, I think it should be a notification. Would you like to join this group? But that's not the way Facebook worked.
No, you can just fucking corral people into your fucking whim.
Yeah, you can. You can.
What a bunch of fucking shit.
Well, sorry, man.
You know, when I was on one of the plane hops that I had to make to and from Texas.
One of the connects?
Two of them were bad. Two of them were very bad. I was seated next to, like, you know, when you're on a plane and you're in a, you know, you're not in an empty row, you kind of have certain hopes for the person occupying the seat next to you. You want somebody who's not going to spill into your seat, obviously. You don't want a super fucking fat dude. You want somebody who's respectful of the fact that you are entitled to an armrest.
Right.
You want somebody who's not smelly, who's not fucking gross. You would prefer like a really fucking, like a hot broad, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, who wouldn't?
Yeah, right? However, on one of these things...
Unless you're gay.
On one of the trips, I guess if you're gay, you'd really like...
What, want a hot guy.
What, like fucking... What's the cat's meow these days? Like, I guess in the 80s, would it be Richard Grieco?
Yeah,
if looks could kill.
You know what? Even though I'm straight, I'd like Richard Grieco sitting next to me. That would be a fun plane trip.
I wouldn't... The sad thing is I wouldn't even recognize him. That would be
no,
fucking...
he looks exactly the same.
No, I don't even know what the guy looks like. That would be truly sad because I wouldn't be able to ask
him. Well, you didn't watch 21 Jump Street, that's why.
I didn't watch that, you're right. But I saw this stupid suction cup foot movie.
Well, you remember the sneakers.
Yeah.
But not him.
Yeah. Well, I got these fucking plunger shoes. I could fucking sneak out and shit. Like, what did he need those for?
I don't know.
I bet you he was caught with a broad... And the husband's coming home. Whoa, I gotta get out of here. Fucking, I'm not making that fancy rope, blanket rope, climbing out. I'm walking down the side of this fucking building. Fuck you. Just fucking left it in your wife. The blankets are on the bed. You know nobody climbed out of this fucking thing. Because it is a movie. And if infidelity went down, there would be a fucking sheet rope right out of that window. Do people ever use or make sheet ropes? Like, or is that just a total TV construct?
I think, no, I've seen that in video, not
in like,
videos.
In jail, maybe?
No, in Russia. Like guys that were naked trying to escape. And I think it would work. Why wouldn't it work?
I guess it would. You need a lot of sheets, though.
Well.
How many sheets do you have?
Unless you're good at tying knots.
I mean, that's why I think it would be a jail thing. You just fucking steal somebody's sheet every day, and then eventually you have a fucking rope. But where are you keeping it? That's the rub, Steve.
I don't know.
You're not going to pass cell inspection like that. Just a coiled up rope in the corner. What are you doing with that? Nothing. Just making it.
Unless you have a little tack hammer and you cut out behind your little poster and make a stash area.
Yeah, a little tack hammer. We'll let you have that.
Little geology hammer.
Yeah, I like to carve soft stones. Jesus Christ, I don't know. Fuck it. So anyway, on the plane,
yeah,
the person next to me was using a shitty tablet, and when I say shitty, it was like a fucking not even like an Android tablet. It was like a fucking like a Kohl's tablet.
Nice.
Like, have you ever seen the type of tablets that you could buy at, like, a Walgreens or a Kohl's? It was, like, one of those.
They're, like, $60, right?
And I was trying to, like, look over occasionally and seeing what he was doing with it. Throughout, like, the entire 2 hours that I saw him using it, every time I looked over there, he was just thumbing through lists of files. Thumbing through lists of fucking files, like... No icon to indicate what type of file or anything like that, but just like an icon next to the file of a generic nature, a fucking file name, and then like a weird extension. And like maybe not weird, but like just random extension text or M4V. Just like just thumbing through, not actually selecting anything to view. But what really bothered me is not his technology choice. It's the fact that he decided to take his fucking shoes off on the plane.
Oh, did they stink?
And his fucking feet were the fucking worst. Like,
wait, did it beat Frank?
Of course it beat Frank.
Oh.
Frank took his shoe off, and it required you putting the shoe next to your face to smell it. It was the equivalent smell, except my fucking... My head
area of effect.
I was reclined, and his fucking feet were stretched out. It was as far as I could get away from his feet and still be sitting next to the guy. And it was... I had to turn the overhead little fucking air vent thing and just fucking try and direct the stench away. I aimed it toward the stench. If this were a cartoon, it would be a yellow fog rising from his fucking feet. The worst possible thing. I think I made an audible noise of disgust. I went, ah, come on. He fucking just looked at me. Fucking, I think he even twinkled his toes a little bit, too. Just to fucking, like, whatever.
Rub it in.
I am what I am.
Let it air out.
Shit.
Air it out.
The other incident was there was this... Is midget a bad word? Can we not say midget now?
There was a
midget of Asian descent, but not like Asian, but like subcontinent.
Of India?
Yeah. Is there a word? Can I just say Asian? I can't,
you can say,
right?
Indian.
Yeah, but then someone will go, well, what if they're from Pakistan?
I don't fucking know.
You think I know their lineage? They look like an Indian person to me.
Oh, Western Asian.
What if they're from fucking Sri Lanka? I don't know.
Well, go with Western Asia.
Western Asia. They're Western Asian. Yeah. Or they're just a fucking an Indian midget. There was an Indian midget girl sitting next to me.
Like a Chinese cowboy. All right, go ahead.
And this young lady was sleepy. And she decided...
She was a little person? She was a little person?
She was like 4'11". So I think that's legal, right? That's a legal midget status, isn't it?
I don't know. There's a lot of very small... Like, they're the record holders for the shortest people in the world. Are always Indian.
Yeah, but is it, like, dictated by... Like, are there states' rights with Declaration of Midgets? Or do we have a federal rule?
I don't know what the ruling is.
Is there a guy in Washington, D.C. with a tall stick with a line on it that could just stand it next to you?
Yep, midget.
Yeah, you're a fucking midget. Little person. Well, she decided to fall asleep, and this fucking she was kind of gross, too, stunk, was fucking practically spooning me. Oh, I had a fucking middle seat. There was a sweaty, fat fuck next to the window, and this person... Just the head would fucking just fall over to the right, toward the middle seat.
That's not really spooning you. Was her head on your shoulder?
And then she fucking turned over, sat on her hip, and started just fucking nuzzling my arm.
With her head?
With her head and like her fucking like shoulder or something.
Like, okay, that's like she was an introduction to spooning.
She was
I guess.
Fucking facing me.
She didn't have an arm around you.
Looking like a frozen ShopRite turkey with fucking overalls on.
Oh my god.
As much spooning as you could possibly do, or have done to you, rather, with a fucking armrest between you.
All right.
And, what am I going to do? I can't, like, fucking, you know, fucking throw an elbow to her. I can't, I would occasionally shrug the shoulder a little bit. And then,
can't you move to the other side of your seat for a second and wake her up?
I got a fat fuck next to me, Steve.
Well, fuck the fat fuck.
What, am I going to nuzzle him and just have a fucking chain
put your
of
ass in.
A spoon chain? Am I going to have a goddamn spoon chain with this fat fuck?
I need a diagram to give you a good answer.
It was almost like fucking. It was repulsive. It was really repulsive.
That's what happens when you fly on planes. I remember the last time I went to Italy.
I would have steered into that if it was like a, you know, an attractive broad.
Well,
I would put the armrest up a little bit. You know, so.
Broaden your horizons, son.
Wow.
You never
was that intentional?
Oh, broad.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. If she was fucking repulsive and had a little bit of a faint odor of stale food.
Curry, a little curry in there.
No, I don't want to get specific. I don't really know. Just smelled like when you have like a fucking bread drawer that you haven't cleaned out.
Oh, little chana dal.
I don't know. I'm not getting specific. I'm just saying old food for my form of reference. I don't exactly have a drawer full of non bread. Okay?
I do. In my freezer.
I bet you do. But it was uncomfortable to see.
People who smell like bread.
What do you do?
Kinda, you get, I don't know.
What do you do, Steve? Someone's fucking nuzzling your arm. They have their head on your shoulder. They're one fucking arm falling away from having your fucking goddamn balls in a grasp. What do you do?
You say, hey, you're up on my shit.
Yeah, no. I think you just, the only move is what I did, is just, you know, occasionally just try and fucking rudely shake your fucking shoulder a little bit.
You lean forward, like, hey! You kind of like throw an elbow and lean forward and like, see, did you have like a bag under your seat? Do they even let you do that anymore?
The seat
put a
in
bag
front
under
of you.
Your seat?
Yeah, you can take the seat in front of you.
Yeah, you start doing that, and
or
then
you start fishing,
you know,
through the bag. That's a great
idea.
Yeah,
for no reason.
You just get up like, oh, I gotta get my magazine.
Yeah,
then you run the risk of them just completely falling over into your seat, and you have to come back and put your back against their face and suffocate them on the plane.
Well, that's fine. Better than getting spooned.
But
no.
But we do have air marshals.
Oh,
that's great.
Do we?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was, but that's great. Well, maybe it's an indication that the fucking show is over. How about
what
that?
What happened?
I just had a... You didn't hear it? Maybe not.
No. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't possibly hear it. It was from another thing. Anyway, there was a little beep noise that went off. If you beep. Do listen to the show, if you decide to, you will probably hear that as well. But I want
awesome.
To thank everybody who's been tuning into the shows on Heroes Talk. Of course, Bug Zapper Radio, Best in Show Radio. I apologize. This show and the wonderful and amazing Truth Time Theater is going to be celebrating 100 episodes.
Triple digits.
100 fucking episodes. It's amazing. That show is fucking incredible, and those guys are awesome.
I love listening.
It's awesome. I love them. They're the best. I think I just said I love them. But you know what? Unashamed.
Unabashed.
Anyway, go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Make some purchases. You know you got shit you want to buy. You want that hot new unwanted Fire phone? Even you, Steve. I mean, you have no need.
Not happening.
You have no interest in the Fire phone.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I know. Nobody does. I can't see it being a contender.
Unless Gary Busey starts selling it, like he sells the
Fire TV.
Fire TV. it might sway me.
That
Gary Busey might be able to do it.
He did it for you, though. You're on the fence now by getting a Fire TV just because of Gary Busey.
It looked interesting.
He's a pitchman.
Fine, Gary Busey.
A pitchman. So go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Click the link over to Amazon. Make a purchase. Buy whatever the hell it is you want. And you'll get it. You will get what you intended to purchase, and we get a small cut. A little bit of the proceeds goes into what we do here. The shows get stuff. The shows get hosted. Bills get paid. It's pretty nice. So go ahead and keep buying. Thank you very much for listening. Everybody out there, totally, totally appreciated. However it is you're doing it, whether you're listening through your fucking phone or you're at work with headphones on, totally appreciated. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon. This was episode 415. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe. Tell your friends about it. And don't forget the other shows on HearUsTalk.com. HearUsTalk.com. Steve, is there anything you want to say?
Deutschland, über alles.
Well, I don't go for that.